Good morning, I'm WEKT Program Director Joshua Clausen with your top WEKT news stories for the first quarter of 2025. Today's Year in Review is sponsored by the City of Elkton, Todd County Public Library, Modern Woodman, Kathy J. Morgan, Southern Homes Realty, and Todd County Public Schools. During its first 2025 meeting, the Elkton City Council welcomed new council members Emily Carroll and Joe Mullins, along with two new police officers, Chase Horn and Hayden LeGrand. In late January, Todd County Central High School freshman Mallory Werner was selected to attend the Congress of Future Medical Leaders in June 2025, an honor reserved for high-achieving students nominated by faculty. The three-day event allowed Werner, an aspiring veterinary pathologist, to learn from industry professionals and connect with other students interested in the medical field. Additionally, in late January, Timothy Joe Todrank of Houston, Texas, was indicted on charges including vehicular homicide after a December 2024 collision, which resulted in the death of North Todd Elementary School librarian Karen Hargrove. Investigators determined that Todrank crossed a highway median while under the influence of a controlled substance. He was subsequently held in the Todd County Jail on a $500,000 bond. On February 6th, the Todd County Board of Education accepted Superintendent Mark Thomas's retirement letter, which scheduled his departure for June 30th after 5 years of service. Thomas cited personal family reasons for his move to Louisville and expressed a deep gratitude for the district as the board prepared to begin the search for his successor. In mid-February, Todd County elementary and middle school students earned numerous awards at the Governor's Cup district competition, led by South Todd's overall victory and North Todd's second-place finish. Heavy rain caused widespread flooding and travel disruptions across the region Saturday, February 15th, with rain totals reaching nearly 4 inches in several counties. In Guthrie, emergency crews used a boat to rescue 6 residents trapped in their homes by rising water, though no injuries were reported during the operation. The Todd County Central High School Beta Club achieved significant success at the state competition, with 17 students placing individually and the club earning 2 group awards. Superintendent Mark Thomas commended the students on their performance, which secured their advancement to the National Beta Convention in Orlando last June. In late February, Whitney Harper and Shannon Moorfield pled guilty to charges including reckless homicide following the 2024 fentanyl overdose of Shannon's son, Jordan Moorfield. Investigators determined that Harper sold fentanyl to Sharon, who then ingested the substance with her son, resulting in the prison sentences of 15 and 12 years, respectively. On Saturday, March 1st, North and South Todd Elementary School students competed against 16 schools at the Regional Governor's Cup in Russellville, where 4 students earned individual placements in social studies, science, and composition. South Todd also secured team awards for quick recall and 4th place overall, earning praise from the district for their academic excellence and dedication. In early March, Todd County magistrates approved $1.75 million in funding for extensive renovations across 5 local parks, utilizing state funds allocated during the 2024 Kentucky General Assembly. Judge Executive Todd Mansfield confirmed that each park committee submitted detailed plans for upgrades ranging from new event structures and walking trails to sports court refurbishments. Todd County magistrates appointed Air Force Colonel Ashley Groves as the new Emergency Management Director during a special meeting on Monday, March 3rd. Groves brought 28 years of military experience to the role and succeeded Daniel Smith following his retirement. Jenny Stewart Health reached a definitive agreement to join Deaconess Health Kentucky, a partnership that included a commitment of at least $95 million in local hospital investment. The deal ensured the retention of all employees and the implementation of advanced electronic health records. A Southern States equipment malfunction caused an anhydrous ammonia leak that temporarily blocked West Main Street in Elkton Thursday morning, March 6th. Although 2 employees were exposed to the gas and required medical evaluation by EMS, the Elkton Fire Department confirmed that the leak was contained without any hospitalizations. On Thursday, March 13th, the Todd County Middle School and High School concert bands earned distinguished ratings during their music performance assessments at Western Kentucky University. This achievement marked the highest possible score from every judge, recognizing the students' exceptional musicianship in both live performance and sight reading. On Wednesday, March 26th, the Todd County Senior Citizen Center hosted a ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate the grand opening of its newly renovated facility in Elkton. Local officials highlighted the positive community feedback regarding the updated building and encouraged residents to visit the center during its regular weekday hours. And on Thursday, March 27th, 23-year-old Jonas Martin of Pembroke was severely injured in a forklift accident on Roger Q. Mill Road in Fairview. He was flown to Vanderbilt University Medical Center for emergency treatment but ultimately passed away from his injuries on March 28th. With your WEKT Year in Review, I'm Program Director Joshua Clausen.